It's Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I've actually got the day off today. I tend to save up a lot of my vacation days for essentially the final 2 months of the year, because it always seems to me that the time of the year when we most need to kind of lay back and relax and sort of enjoy you know, being with family and just kind of taking it easy seems to be the time of year when we can least do that. So in order to help myself out and to have sort of a peaceful holiday season, I tend to save up a lot of days and then spend them all in the last 2 months. And as a result, I end up having a lot of very short weeks. I don't think through November and December, I don't think I have a single week where I work the entire week. It's kind of nice. I've got several things I need to do today, lots of errands I need to run. Going to my parents tomorrow for Thanksgiving, that's going to be fantastic. And because I've got so many different things to do, of course, naturally, about the only thing I really want to do is sit on the couch and play with my iPad today. Part of that, though, I can be excused for, because just updated the iPad to the iOS, 4.2, that adds some of the features the iPad's been lacking for a little while. Multitasking, huge help. Don't get me wrong, the iPad, for all the naysayers out there, the iPad, I have to say, has been one of my favorite purchases of any kind of technology. It's certainly not perfect, but it is damn near magic at what it actually does do. There's a few little gripes I have about it, but they're relatively minor. A good example is actually using the AudioBoo app. Using any app that's not formatted for the iPad, which, granted, isn't a lot of apps. I mean, most of the apps I use on the iPad are fantastic, whether I use them on the phone or on the pad. But there's a few, like the AudioBoo app, which is only formatted for the phone. And what the iPad does when it's dealing with an app that's native to a phone and not native to the tablet is it locks it in the middle of the screen, and it's just a little awkward. It's sort of, it seems a little arbitrary to me. I have a tendency to naturally hold my iPad in landscape. And from what I've gathered, it seems like a lot of people who have iPads do that. There's something about it that is very easy to hold your iPad in landscape, even when I'm reading books or doing really anything. And it just seems a little arbitrary that Apple would insist that if you're looking at an app that's designed for the phone, that it holds it in portrait mode. So it's just a little unnatural. To me, it should flip the way all other things flip on the iPad to go from landscape to portrait and back. But I mean, again, very few, you know, very small gripes. One thing that I haven't gotten to play with yet is now it's possible to print directly from the iPad. I've got an HP PhotoSmart printer, Wi-Fi printer. I haven't done that yet, though. I haven't set it up, mainly because I actually don't even have the printer plugged in at the moment. I did some moving around in my office upstairs, so I haven't had an opportunity to test out how effective the print feature is, but I'm kind of anxious to do that. One of the other things I haven't really gotten to play with, just because I don't have an Apple TV yet, even though I do think I'm going to get one, is now the iOS has AirPlay on it, which the usefulness is that if I'm watching something on the iPad, which I do all the time, actually, I do that very frequently. I'll be listening to or watching something on the iPad. And if I come into the living room and I want to continue watching it on the television, then it's literally a tap of a button on the screen, and it will direct it right to the Apple TV. Apple TV is something that it's probably not for everybody, but I've got to say it seems pretty appealing to me. It's something that I'm probably going to invest in. Not that it's expensive. I believe Apple TV is $100 for the little device, and I'm hoping that this Friday, I know that the Apple Store has already announced they're going to have huge savings on Friday, you know, Black Friday, the big shopping day. So I'm hoping that they're going to knock off a bunch of the price on the Apple TV, and if they do, I'm certainly going to buy it. It's worth it to me because I have so much digital content, and it would be really awesome to be able to just stream it directly from the computer upstairs and from my iPad and from my iPhone directly to my HDTV. Hugely, hugely cool if it works as easily as it seems to work. I actually think that if I do get the Apple TV, I will probably discontinue my cable service just because I won't need it at that point. Everything that I really watch, I can find online or I can stream from the computer upstairs. I mean, it's kind of ideal, really. So, yeah, but I've been sitting here and I've been playing with this thing, the iPad, that is. And it's kind of bewildering, really. The more I sort of assess the apps that I've accumulated over all this time and what they can do, and now that I can multitask on the iPad very easily, it's almost magic. And I don't mean just the iPad, but just the fact that now, sitting here on my couch in my sweatpants with my ball cap on, I can almost do everything that 10 years ago you sort of dreamed about being able to do. I could, you know, in theory, it's not quite this simple, but it really kind of works exactly this way. In theory, I could sit here, write a book, publish it, and market it without leaving the couch. You know, I mean, obviously, it's a stretch, you know, but it's possible to do that just using this device. And then I could write blogs about it. I could take photos. I can create images. I've got a lot of art apps that are stunning. Sketchbook is just, it's amazing what you can do in there. It's basically the same things I do in Photoshop. Not quite as detailed as what you can do in Photoshop, but pretty damn close. I mean, pretty good for you know, sitting in a coffee shop or you know, being out with friends or, you know, just kind of, it's really is amazing. I mean, every now and then you do just have to stop and think, you know, we're dealing with technology now that's, you know, everybody jokes about where are our jetpacks and our flying cars and our floating cities and things. And it seems to me that the technology just kind of went a different direction first. You know, our amazing future is, it became very, it's very binary. You know, all of a sudden we're capable of this incredible interconnection, which is generating, you know, just tons and tons and tons of new content every day that's all interacting with other people's content. And, you know, there are pitfalls to that, and there are, you know, some pretty amazing advantages of it. I do know this. It sort of worries me whenever I really kind of get Google-eyed over all this interaction and you know, the availability of data. And whenever I start to get a little bit too optimistic about it, the one thing I have to remember, though, is as a society, we're going to have to grow up a lot, and we're going to have to grow up pretty fast. Because we're developing all this technology, I think, quicker than the ability of people to really effectively use it. I think there's a lot of unwarranted optimism right now that it's all just going to solve itself. That all this I get this feeling a lot watching the TED talks anymore. Is that you know, there's a part of me that joins right in with that, you know, right on. You know, it's all great and optimistic, which a lot of it is. But I think we do get a little ahead of ourselves thinking that, you know, the magic word is collaboration, and that's just going to make all of our problems so much easier to deal with. It doesn't necessarily, because one thing that does have to develop is I think we need a real focus on developing responsibility toward other people. And I mean the opposite of what people think of today when they think of social responsibility. Today they think of of various causes and and campaigns, to where you're being socially responsible for the environment, et cetera, et cetera. More of the type of responsibility I'm talking about has to do with real responsibility toward other people. You know, you don't see that as much. I mean, all you got to do is look at any blogs, comments, or look on YouTube, that sort of thing. I think that's going to be our next big challenge in society, is to basically become better people, more responsible people, to understand that person who's written one single little line on a comment that you feel like you need to be real snarky to is another human being. Even though we're just seeing, six words, we have to develop that maturity. I know, I think it's asking for a lot, but that's what I see, believe it or not, when I look at the iPad. It's like, is this going to make us better people? And no, in itself, it's not going to make us better people. It's going to be up to us to sort of meet that challenge of when it comes to nuclear technology, the danger is, can we be responsible enough to not blow each other up? When it comes to this sort of social technology, the real question is going to be, can we be responsible enough to sort of keep our humanity and be excellent to one another? I hope so. I'm skeptical, but realistically so. I think that it is possible. Anyway, I'm going to try to get up off the couch. Probably not, though. I definitely need a haircut. I'm beginning to look like Chewbacca, but more later.